This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In Ag News here on your Monday, an infectious disease researcher is warning that the coronavirus outbreak around the world could impact not only human health, but animal agriculture as well. Mike Davis has this report.
Dozens of lives worldwide have now been claimed by the deadly coronavirus outbreak, which started in China, and hundreds more have been infected. Dr. Greg Gray is an infectious disease specialist at the Duke University Medical School in Singapore.
Well, coronaviruses are common viruses that cause different manifestations in different hosts. In humans, they often cause respiratory diseases, and there are many other different coronaviruses seen in animals. And somehow, this coronavirus has likely moved from animals to infect man and developed a very high capacity to move from human to humans and sometimes cause severe disease.
Dr. Gray says the current coronavirus outbreak has been traced to wild animals sold at a wet market in the Chinese city of Wuhan.
Origins of the virus are being studied right now, but it seems likely based on some of the sequence data, the RNA in the virus, that it may have an animal origin, possibly associated with snakes or bats. I think those investigations are ongoing. Somehow this virus changed and arose, emerged, if you will, in a big city in China called Wuhan, a very large city with connections to many other places, both in inside of China and outside. And now we're seeing hundreds of cases, if not thousands, with very high, strong evidence for high transmissibility, movement between people.
While human health is at risk from the disease, it could also have a major impact on agriculture, as Dr. Gray warns.
Who's to say that this could not get into big agriculture, these viruses, and amplify in these animals? We have no evidence for that now, but our partners in the agricultural community, our veterinarians who care for the animals, are concerned whenever a novel virus emerges in some part of the world that could impact them. They're trying to maintain good biosecurity, protect their herds and flocks.
Dr. Gray is calling on those in the human health and ag health worlds to cooperate in order to stunt this outbreak.
But we need to think of ways, frankly, to work with veterinarians, people in agricultural industries, to better anticipate these things in a One Health way.
Dr. Greg Gray, infectious disease specialist at the Duke University Medical School in Singapore. I'm Mike Davis.
Moving on into other ag news here on your Monday afternoon, Britain's effort to leave the European Union was finally approved by Queen Elizabeth last week, clearing the way for the United Kingdom to make the move to independence. Royal approval was the last obstacle towards Brexit. Now it's up to the European Union leaders to formally ratify the law in a vote scheduled for Wednesday. The EU Parliament's Constitutional Affairs Committee voted by a large margin last week to approve the Brexit withdrawal deal, paving the way for the final vote this week. The UK is expected to then begin trade negotiations with the European Union as well as the United States soon after the move is official. The Brexit move could be very good news for American farmers, but that's only if the UK does not keep the restrictive EU-based ag policy in place that limits trade. Greg Dowd, the chief agricultural negotiator for the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, says a new trade pact with Britain is of utmost importance to him. In my mind, that's a legitimate top 10 market for the U.S. agriculture sector, Dowd says. When that move is official, we'll be right there ready to begin negotiations with the UK. Last week at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross sounded optimistic that the deal would get done once Brexit is completed. Also happening Wednesday in the States, White House and administration officials confirmed to CNN that the president will sign the USMCA trade agreement Wednesday. The new agreement was one of the president's biggest priorities during his term and passed out of Congress just days before the impeachment trial began. Trump is expected to tout this agreement as an important highlight during the 2020 presidential campaign, especially in the swing states that will see a lot of benefits from the pact. For example, the agreement opens the Canadian dairy market to U.S. farmers, something Trump is likely to point out in dairy-heavy states like Wisconsin. During a speech at the American Farm Bureau's National Convention, Trump told attendees that the agreement will massively boost exports for farmers, ranchers, growers, and agricultural producers. The deal was originally signed by leaders of all three countries back in November of 2018. However, the text was later changed after months of closed-door negotiations between the House and the Trump administration. The updates added additional labor protections and got rid of controversial patent protections for certain drugs. And we'll move on to state and local ag news following these messages.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Red or green, the question that draws a line in the sand for the farming community. Well, now, regardless of which side you're on, Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can enjoy a discount with the new John Deere and Case IH special discounts. Members can save up to $500 off Case IH equipment. And John Deere offers Farm Bureau members a free Platinum 2 membership. For more information, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571.
And we're back here on your Afternoon Ag Show, and moving on into state ag news. A number of state agencies are collaborating to get the word out on flood preparations in advance of this spring. Colleen Callahan with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is involved with the effort.
We're working, coordinating with FEMA, the National Flood Insurance Program, looking at ensuring that homes are not built in floodplains or built to specific standards. And then, as it relates to teaming up with agencies, we're also working with the Department of Insurance. Flood insurance requires a 30-day waiting period before it takes effect, so now is the time to get signed up. That's as you think about homeowner property, certainly different than a rural landscape where you're talking about cropland and the potential for consequences and damages there. And so flood insurance or crop insurance, of course, comes into play there. We've held events, and we have more coming up that will be open to all Illinois residents. We've got one coming up at Black Hawk College in Moline on the 29th of January. It's an opportunity to learn about being prepared, looking at what your options are. We'll be giving away some free weather radios at those events. The stats show that 40% of small businesses never recover from a flood, really. 90% of businesses fail within a year unless they're able to reopen within just a few days. And so that's a pretty stark reminder of the importance of having these kinds of informational meetings. And so we are embarking on that. They're already underway, and the next one is coming up on January 29th at Black Hawk College in Moline.
The state has already held similar meetings in Murfreesboro and Alton, and NOAA will be releasing its first spring flood outlook in mid-March. In other ag news, locally here on your Monday, the Montgomery County USDA Farm Service Agency will be holding an informational meeting to provide an overview of the two USDA safety net programs, ag risk coverage and price loss coverage. The two meeting times have been scheduled to accommodate interested participants. the first of which will be held this Thursday morning at 10 a.m., and the second will be held next Tuesday, February 4th, at 2:30 in the afternoon. Both meetings will be held at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. FSA staff will provide an overview of the two safety net programs, as well as selection and enrollment requirements. Information will also be provided regarding the opportunity for landowners to update their PLC yields. Sign up for the safety net programs for 2019 and 2020 is currently underway, and election choice between ARC and PLC must be made by March 15th. You can RSVP for either meeting by doing so by calling the Montgomery County FSA office at 532-3361, extension 2. Moving on into the Ag Community Bulletin Board, the Staunton FFA alumni will be holding their annual Chicken and Beer Dance along with a live and silent auction that will be held this Saturday night at the Crystal Ballroom in Staunton from 5 until 11. Tickets are available in Staunton for $25 per person at Ace Hardware, Bill's IGA, and at the Prairie Town Feed Store. If you need more information, you can call Mike at 314-873-6769 or Linda at 618-402-2710. Also coming up this week, the Illinois Wheat Association and the Illinois Soybean Association checkoff programs are going to join forces to sponsor the Illinois Double Crop Farmers Forum. The forum will take place Thursday morning at the Doubletree Hilton in Mount Vernon. Registration takes place from 7:30 to 8:30 that morning. The conference will begin at 9, and the Illinois Wheat's annual meeting will be held at 8:30. Speakers and topics this year include Phil Needham of Needham Ag Technologies, Pope Commodities on Marketing Strategies, a Wheat Yield Contest Winners Panel, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency. The conference agenda is posted online at IllinoisWheat.org. And that'll wrap up this afternoon edition of the Ag Show. For this January 27th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.